This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Paul said, "Though I am free and belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone, to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I became like a Jew, to win the Jews. To those not having the law," meaning the Old Testament law, "I became like one not having the law, though I'm not free from God's law, but I'm under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak, to win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all of this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessing." I do all of this for the sake of the gospel. Rhetorical question. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on anyone. I'm just asking a question to provoke thinking. What do you do for the sake of the gospel? Some of you are parents and you do things for the sake of your son or daughter's school. That's good. Some of you are involved in soccer. You're involved in baseball. You're involved in football. And you do things for the sake of your team. That's great. Some of you do things for the sake of your employer. You do things for the sake of a neighbor. You do things for the sake of the family. And all I'm asking is a rhetorical question. What have you done in the last year for the sake of the kingdom? For the sake of the gospel? And Paul said, "I do all this." And he said, what does that mean? He does all of this. Here's the definition of what Paul was saying in these verses. He came alongside people. That's what witnessing is. It's coming alongside a person and said, "Let me share with you." Find some common ground to talk about. No matter who you meet, find something common that you can talk about. It may be, where are you from? Where'd you go to school? Where do you work? Where did you go to school? All these things are common ground that you can establish rapport with. And establishing common ground is not just something that's nice. I think it's necessary to share with people. Roger Palms was a minister in West Virginia years ago. He said, one day a deacon in the church said, "Roger, I want to take you to visit a friend of mine. He's a gun dealer. He lives up in the hills. He needs the Lord in his life, and I just want to take you there. I want you to talk to him, if you will." He walks into the house, and the man's a gun dealer, and the living room is just, all the walls of the living room are covered with stacked guns, just in a row, all around the house. I mean, it's lovely decorating to have weapons, you know, grace your living room, but that's what this man had. They're visiting, and of course, Roger asks him about his selling of guns and so forth. And right in the middle of the conversation, the gun dealer says to Roger, "Preacher, do you have a gun?" He said, "No, I don't. I've thought about doing some hunting while I'm ministering here in West Virginia, but I don't have a gun." The man walked over to one of the walls and he studied his guns for maybe a minute or two, picked up a 16-gauge pump shotgun and said, "This is yours," and handed it to him. Roger did exactly what I would have done. He handed it back and said, "No, I can't accept that." Man, they went back and forth, you know the routine, handing the gun back. And finally, Roger saw the deacon behind the gun dealer. And he mouthed these words. I'll say it out loud, but he mouthed it to Roger. "Take the gun. Take the gun." He took the gun. They got in the car later after the time they had together was over. And the deacon said this to Roger, "Roger, you did more to reach that man for Christ by accepting his gun than you realize." I'm looking for someone who's a Corvette dealer to call on, but I haven't met him yet, but maybe that day will come. But you know what I mean? He was relating to the person he was calling upon, talking to, and all I'm saying is find some common ground with somebody.
And with that, we'll continue the message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. One word, Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.